American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 451. Here is the translated text as follows. William Wems and seven others. William Wems and Hugh Montgomery, British soldiers of the 29th Regiment of Foot, were placed at the bar today charged with the murder of five citizens of Boston, namely Crispus Attucks, Samuel Gray, Samuel Maverick, James Caldwell, and Patrick Carr. They pleaded not guilty. The trial was documented in a publication titled A Short Narrative of the Horrid Massacre in Boston, perpetrated in the evening of the 5th day of March 1770 by soldiers of the 29th Regiment, which with the 14th Regiment were then quartered there. With some observations on the state of things prior to that catastrophe, printed by order of the town of Boston and sold at the printing office in Queen Street and T&J Fleet in Cornhill, 1770. In the appendix to this work, there are a large number of depositions taken in perpetuum relating to the subject. This publication was intended principally for the English market, and the work was sent there by a vessel hired by the town for the purpose. It was reprinted with Paul Revere's engraving, Sea Post, P.143, and a plan of the town of Boston by John Doggett at New York in 1849. References: Chandler's American Criminal Trials, C1 AM, St. Tree, 116. Lind, Benjamin. 1700, 1780. Bourne, Salem, Mass. Judge Superior Court, 1745, 1772. Cushing, John. 1695, 1778. Bourne, Scituate, Mass. Judge Supreme Court, 1747, 1771. Oliver, Peter. 1712, 1791. Bourne, Boston, Mass. Graduated Cambridge, 1730. Judge Court of Common Pleas, and then Judge of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice, 1772. 1776. Was a royalist and went to England in 1776 and died in Birmingham. LLD, Oxford. Trowbridge, Edmund. 1708, 1783. Born Newton, Mass. Graduated Cambridge, 1727. Attorney General of Massachusetts. Judge Supreme Court, 1750. Died at Cambridge. Court proceedings. At His Majesty's Superior Court of Judicature, Court of Assize, and General Jail Delivery. Begun and held at Boston, within and for the County of Suffolk, on the second Tuesday of March in the 10th year of the reign of George III. By the grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, Defender of the Faith, etc. The jurors for the said Lord, the King, upon their oath present, that Thomas Preston, Escarda, William Wems, Laborer, James Hardigan, Laborer, William McCauley, Laborer, Hugh White, Laborer, Matthew Kilroy, Laborer, William Warren, Laborer, John Carroll, Laborer, and Hugh Montgomery, Laborer, all now resident in Boston, in the County of Suffolk, and Hammond Green, Boatbuilder, Thomas Greenwood, Laborer, Edward Manwaring, Escarle, and John Monroe, Gentleman, all of Boston aforesaid, not having the fear of God before their eyes, but being moved and seduced by the instigation of the devil and their own wicked hearts, did, on the 5th day of this instant March, at Boston aforesaid, within the county aforesaid, with force and arms feloniously, willfully, and of their malice aforethought, assault one Crispus Attucks, then and there being in the peace of God and of the said Lord the King, and that he, the said William Warren, with a certain handgun of the value of 20 shillings, which he, the said William Warren, then and there held in both his hands, charged with gunpowder and 2 leaden bullets, then and there, feloniously,